Hello and welcome to That's What I Heard. Today on the pod, my old friend, a great man. He's into fashion. He's into the NBA. We used to rap together. What more can I say? Please welcome Recess.
But here we go. Let's get these questions from the DMs.
Yep.
All right, well, that's what I heard. So what do you want to tell you?
Hey,
we in the house.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
You brought a little douce.
A little something. You know, it's cold outside.
What type of liquor is this?
Cognac, I believe.
And this is Jay-Z's liquor? No.
Yes.
Beyonce talks about this.
Sure. Yeah.
Can you name three rap songs where they talk about douce?
There's a song where he says, if I do say so myself. It's like, I think that might be... Drunk Ooh, in Love.
And doesn't someone go, oopsay, something to do say?
Just 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
Yeah.
Okay. So go good. On. So we got 2.
He's on it.
Does this remind you of like the 2010s when we used to sit around, listen to beats and rap?
Oh, yo, that time.
How about that time? That's what we're friends from.
We've been through some shit, bro.
We have. We are like, we don't really talk, but we are old friends.
I think we got like a trauma bond going on.
We do.
It's based off of like...
So you were in my first, okay, so New York City 2010 rap scene, 2010s
oh,
rap
man,
scene.
Show my age.
We be old. I mean, what can we say? It's okay. We're successful now. We're good.
We're doing good.
We're where we should be. But 2010s, not 2010 specifically, but that decade, New York City rap scene was all about getting on blogs,
mm-hmm.
getting a Webster Hall show,
mm-hmm.
Meeting Kid Super. Right?
That's fucking funny.
I know. Wait,
that's fucking,
weren't you friends with kids? Are you new Kid Super?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew him since like high school times. He did my first album. I think we hooked up on like Facebook or something first.
Amazing.
I like sent him my first like mixtape and he's like, this is cool. Let me do the cover work. And then I used to come like check him in NYU and stuff and like hang out with him.
Yeah.
And like we're like listening to music and like he like has the craziest ideas. So
and now
like,
he's doing what? So Louis?
Yeah, he's
Gucci,
fucking,
he's a Louis Vuitton,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Crushing.
Shout out to Colin.
Shout out one time. Now, your first mixtape, which was the one that I loved? Like 2015, 2014. What was that one called? We don't
It
know.
Might not be a mixtape. It might just been like a hodgepodge of songs.
Well, I downloaded it off of datpiff.com.
Oh, shit.
So that was another sign of the times.
Yeah.
Datpiff.com. Deciding whether you're going to call someone something a mixtape or an album.
Yeah, that was big.
Going EP, on Twitter
like,
and just
is
tweeting.
Is it going to be an EP or is it going to be a
Right?
Fucking,
and like as if that matters. Like nothing
like
is
kid.
Anything today.
Yeah.
No one's going
to
listen to
it. Listening to it being like, good for him.
We're like, is this a tape, an album, or an EP? And the second question, is it mixed?
Yeah. I made some money off rap though, which was kind of cool.
I made like a few dollars, not nearly as much as I spent.
It felt good.
It felt good, yeah.
Yeah.
How much would you say you made?
Like $500.
That's honestly a huge win in those underground.
And I
like,
didn't like do any marketing or nothing. It was just kind of like word of mouth, just kind of like, you know.
Pigeons and planes.
Brain. Yeah, like
Fader.
Stuff, yeah.
Wait, let's now we're going to bring up our trauma. I'm going to name the blogs that I could never get on. Because the whole thing was like, if you were having a new song or a new video come out, you have to get a premiere on one of these.
Do you remember Fool's Gold?
Yes. That was the record company.
Mm-hmm.
It was not Nas, but...
Couldn't tell you.
But yes, I do remember that.
But yeah, Fool's Gold was big.
Pigeons and Planes, Fader. Fader's still
Fader
big.
Was the hugest one.
Pitchfork, kind
Pitchfork
of.
Pitchfork was like, you're getting it. What else?
Stereo Gum.
Milk, some...
Ear Milk.
Ear Milk.
Noisy. That was a big one. Noisy.
Noisy was big.
Okay, so I got a Noisy piece. And
oh, shit.
No. Okay, you
flexing.
Think it's... No, I was flexing until it came out and the fucking article of the headline, headline of the article was Lil Freckles, the original Brooklyn girl, which was a huge diss at me because remember that music video called Brooklyn Girls came out.
Oh, is that Charles Hamilton?
No, it was just this white chick going like, Brooklyn Girls, we're unbelievable. I don't remember, but it was like glorifying the kind of like Brooklyn gentrification thing. And it got panned all over the internet. And it wasn't even like, it was like Facebook panned. And then so this article comes out and says, Lil Frax, the original Brooklyn girl.
Damn. Did you get hate mail?
No, but I just like died within myself.
Word.
You know. You die 100 deaths in the rap game before they put you in
it's
the ground.
It's tough, man.
I know.
You get beat up, but the love of the game. You get bit by that bug to create. So like, you can't stop yourself from creating.
But you're still on the, you're still on it, right?
I love music. There's nothing like, I'm going to be old God, like, writing a rhyme on the toilet, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, because just, I love it. It's like one of those things, like, I feel like whatever you're doing, whatever, when you have free time and you feel like some, you're compelled to do something or to create something, I think that's when you know you have passion for something. Like, if, on your downtime, if you just feel like, oh, shit, let me just listen to a beat real quick, you know?
Oh, my God. It's been, like, years.
That means you've been bit by the bug, dog.
It's been years since I've just listened to a beat.
Fuck, get it.
Since I went on Twitter, tweeted, need beats.
Yeah.
And then people would send me beats and I would just sit and listen to them and be the happiest person in the world.
Yeah, you feel like a boss. Some dude from like Switzerland send you like some orchestra.
And then
like, wow, this guy's super talented.
Like they have real instruments in it. And it's like, why would you send this to me?
Dude, I'm not.
But then some other cuck bitch just sends you a loop. I said I want a beat, not a loop.
Tighten up.
For Christ. Unforgivable. I love your song. It's still saved under my favorite songs. Mellow's Still Hoopin'.
That's my shit, bro.
That is my shit too. Mellow's Still Hoopin'.
Thank you for listening.
Of course. Reference to Carmelo Anthony, New York Nick.
Big Nick fan. Big Nick guy.
You're a big Nick fan.
Yeah.
How long have you been a Nick fan?
Well, I remember specifically I was a kid and my mom got me like a Fisher Price hoop for my birthday.
You know that happened to LeBron James too.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you guys ended up in such different places. Had this happen.
I mean, height, maybe? Height?
Okay, so she got
genes,
you the hoop,
genetic coding?
And then you got into it.
Yeah, so I just remember specifically being a little kid. I don't know how old, but at this time it was like when the NBA was like on like what network was that?
I don't know. I've only been a fan
NBC.
For 9 months.
Right. So I just remember playing, like having my ball, and just so happens it was like it all just happened at the same time. It was like playing with the basketball, you know, shooting around, and then on the TV, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like looking at it, and it's like, you know, the Knicks versus the Chicago Bulls or whatever. And I'm just like watching the game, still trying to like understand what I'm looking at. And then at that time, there's a guy named Latrell Sprewell who like had braids and, you know, had the baggy jersey, the baggy shorts, and, you know, just like tough. He scored like 10 points in a row. And I remember watching him score 10 points in a row being like, I don't know what's happening, but this is lit.
Right.
Like the crowd's going nuts. Marv Albert's like, you remember Marv Albert? He's like, Allen Houston to Charlie Ward to Sprewell. Yes. And the game is tied. I'm just like, ah. So after that, I was just like, this basketball is amazing. It's the best.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been, I'm a recent fan, but I'll tell you this. It is literally the best sport in the world. It is a true American sport. You can see everyone's faces.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's hot. Like, because the other games, the other sports, they're wearing these helmets.
Yeah.
You don't get to know the people.
I mean, for those sports, they probably need those, right?
Oh, yeah, that's like... fine, but I ain't trying to watch it. basketball, fast pace.
Yeah.
The guys have swag. They have
instant
flavor.
Gratification.
Instant. And it's just every single night something new going on. Although I'll say this is not the best time of the year to be betting on basketball. I have lost a lot this week.
You got the
I got
DraftKings.
Yeah.
DraftKings, right?
Yeah. But they're not really motivated to win right now. It's like the dog days of the season.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. But wait, let's go back to what you were saying was more interesting.
Was it?
About how you got into basketball.
Yeah, and then Kobe Bryant came around. I don't want to start crying, so we don't got to talk about that too much. We'll skip over that. Love Kobe Bryant, RP Kobe.
Rest in peace. We love you, Mamba.
But yeah, I started playing basketball too, like in junior high school, and really started liking the mechanics of shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you kind of look into it, not from a scientific standpoint, but just like confidence-wise, I feel like it's a sport of all confidence. And it's like, you know, the ball, like I've, not NBA level, but I've definitely like dropped some buckets, like, you know, 7 in a row, you know, and I know that feeling at that level, on a rec level. So like guys in the NBA, like Steph Curry, who's like in the zone, it's like it's an actual thing. And like seeing someone in the zone is like super entertaining, bro. It's like everything
super
goes.
Entertaining. 100%. And then like when they're on a roll and then they go.
Yeah, they do like
and
a
they
little,
flex.
You know, they do like
and
a
you
little,
go, man.
Do a little sign, you know.
Yeah. What's this thing Brunson does where he goes like this?
Yeah, he goes like that. I think it's cocaine. I don't know.
Yeah, but he might be doing a little coke. You think
like
the Knicks are...
It's a coke move.
The thing about the Knicks, I don't think they're party boys. Our current Knicks roster.
They shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be.
We want them to win.
We want an all-dog team. We need boys with that dog in them.
Yeah, we need an enforcer. We need like a Ron Artest kind of guy, you know, somebody that's like.
Now who's that?
I don't know who we would who we have right now that fits that.
All Dog?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Well, they're talking about trading for a superstar. Who would you like to see on the New York Knicks?
I think we need a guard that can create late game, like a Jason Tatum kind of a guy. Because, you know, Brunson's back now, but like when Brunson's not in the picture, I feel like it's tough. So we need just one more weapon that can create in like a late game and score a big bucket to take, you know, just to give more options to free up the 3-point line or whatever the case may be. I really like OG.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want him to do too much. Honestly, I just want him to like do what he's doing now, like defend and like hit a corner three. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But just having someone who's like a shot creator that in those late game moments can like, you know what I mean? Ice it. Yes.
Right.
And the game is tied.
Dame Lillard.
100%.
He's never coming here, but he's like my favorite player.
How's he doing on the Bucks? I think he's like up and down, right?
They're doing okay. They're hot and cold.
Yeah.
I can't tell if my audience is killing themselves right now with all this basketball talk. I think that they love
it. Is this live?
I think the audience digs it.
I think that the audience loves basketball because we love basketball. And we have the whimsy of a child here.
Yes.
And like they love what we love.
That's it.
Have you ever met a Nets fan? A Nets. Wait, so you're from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Now, is there ever a consideration of going over to the Brooklyn Nets?
As a fan?
Yeah, and
absolutely
leaving the Knicks, right? Absolutely not.
It's forbidden.
Forbidden. So who is the fan base of the Brooklyn Nets? People from Jersey who were fans when it was in Jersey?
Yeah, maybe like some guy that liked Vince Carter at some point.
Who's Vince Carter?
Oh.
Oh.
This is so funny to me.
What? I'm a new fan.
You're a new fan. It's literally like
most
like
famous.
Decades. Yeah, Vince Carter was like I assume that we're
half man, half amazing.
But how old are you?
Me?
He's 25. Leave him alone.
Oh, my bad. All right. I'm 34.
You're going to mess up my Hinge profile, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like these are all the players that we were, that were like the big guys when we were teenagers or kids and hearing Marv Albert, you know, iconic voice. Yes. Very iconic.
I heard he bit a prostitute in the back. Is that true?
Yeah. You don't. It's funny you don't know about him because you would love Marv Albert first.
Really?
Yeah.
He bit a prostitute.
Oh, did you hear about Dolan's getting sued? Him and Harvey Weinstein are co-defendants.
I mean, that checks out.
So do you think we'll get a new owner?
He might have to step down.
We definitely need a new owner because that man is wearing a scarf and being
mean. I think he has
people.
Like a country album, right? Doesn't he have like a country album out?
He's got issues, that guy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're gonna make him sell.
They're going to have to.
Yeah.
Because he did like trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the worst thing you could do.
All right, so we connect on basketball. I want to talk more about our rap days, though. You used to come over to my house. We listened to beats. Remember we did a photo shoot on my roof?
Yes. Very nice photo shoot, by the way. Sometimes.
Those are good pics.
You know, when like your phone tells you like memories. You know, sometimes they throw up the ones that you're like, what the fuck would you?
Those pics are tough.
My phone's betraying me right now. Showing me my ex-girlfriend. Like,
yeah, I know.
What'd you do? First of all, I should have probably deleted it. But still. Yeah, those pictures come up and I'm like, oh, that's a really good shoot. It's cool. It's good times.
It was a good shoot. I remember one time you came over and your grandmother. So you're from Bushwick and I was part of the gentrifying force.
Mm-hmm.
The occupiers.
Yep.
So. I remember one time you came over and you were like, oh, my grandma used to live in the house on the corner. And then there was just like two scraggly hipsters cutting each other's hair.
And I like stopped and just
like
looked at them.
You started crying. You were like, my grandmother used to live here. And now there's like two communist hipsters cutting each other's hair in the lawn.
And like jorts.
They called that house Bohemian Grove. Isn't that insane?
What house?
That house that you were talking about where you saw the...
My grandma's old house is called Bohemian Grove?
Yeah, Bob. Yeah.
Good to know.
No, it's fucked up because the real Bohemian Grove, isn't that some type of secret political society?
I'll double check.
Look it up. But I believe it's like a secret society where like powerful people meet up and do some weird like sex stuff.
Should I ring the doorbell or something?
Yeah, you should have rang the doorbell. You should have been like, excuse me, my grandmother lives here.
Oh, no.
Where's my grandmother?
Yeah. Move that curtain.
How do you feel about gentrified Bushwick?
At this point, I mean, I've seen it when it first started.
And
you know, I remember like looking out the window and there was just like a random guy like planting a tree. And I was like,
planting a tree.
Yeah. And then after that, it was over. Bike racks, farmers markets, Taco Bell, show's over.
Bohemian Grove is in Monte Rio, California. It's restricted, a restricted 2,700 acre campground. belonging to a private gentleman's club known as the Bohemian Club.
Sexy.
In mid-July That's each hot. Year, Bohemian Grove hosts a more than two-week encampment of some of the most prominent men in the world. So something funky's going
something
on.
Something funky. And now, so the house on my corner called themselves Bohemian Grove. Raheem's grandmother, sorry, Recess's grandmother's house.
Yeah.
And now they're cutting each other's hair in jorts.
Sounds like a very different Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, it's not really the true spirit of Bohemian Grove. Yeah,
they made some adjustments.
They made a few creative adjustments. Yeah. But I want to talk about the gentrification thing. So you were just living there, and then you saw a man planting a tree, and you said, there goes the neighborhood.
No, my ex-girlfriend's white, so yeah.
Okay. Oh, my ex-girlfriend. I did the process, and I go, yeah, okay. So would you say it's overall a negative, or?
No, I think people need to just come together in general. You know, the one thing I think we need to understand is that human connection is very important, and I think we need to embrace that more and understand that we need each other, you know? So to segue into what I'm trying to do with my nonprofit, Recess Arts and Media, is kind of set for marginalized teens, individuals in from inner city areas that kind of need that guidance and like a pivotal time of like being in high school, going into college, where you have that idle time and it's like a real serious time for you to kind of like set the path of your career and your future that a lot of kids where I come from didn't really take seriously. I think there's a market for minorities to tap into learning marketing or learning sound engineering or learning a skill that can be lucrative for them and change the situation of their like generational family's income. You know what I mean? So I really want to work on that. And that's something that I'm working on now, doing a lot of research. And the research I've been doing is like, you know, like 68% of like the Bronx didn't finish like the ninth grade. Like it's nuts. Right. And then right below the Bronx is like Upper East Side, Upper West Side, where they're like crushing it.
Crushing.
You know, they're having mimosas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So human connection is important. Just, you know, being kind to everybody is something and being genuine is something that I've been embodying. You know, I've been speaking to God too, and people get weird when you mention God, but it is what it is.
We love that.
So yeah, I think it's like, it doesn't matter, like gentrification is fine, like, you know, as long as you're not like scoffing at me on the J train, like, don't scoff at me, I was here before you.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't scoff. Just please don't be scoff. Nice, chill.
Yeah,
mind your business. I love that. I love that you're going to start a nonprofit. Now, so like, what goes into starting a nonprofit? My dad announced he wants to start a nonprofit. And we were like, yeah, dude, we know it won't be profitable.
I need to make a board. That's good. His laugh.
Oh, boy. We're like, yeah, my guy. We know it's not going to be any profit.
let's give your dad a shot.
He's the man. But all right. So what goes into that?
A lot of research, finding people, like reliable people, making the rules for it and not making rules too grandiose where you're not going to be, you're going to fuck yourself in the long run. Yeah, so I'm at the very base level of it. So it's kind of like finding people who I would want to put on the board and who I feel can just like slack, right. You know, who's not working too much, where they would have the time to be able to like devote some energy into something, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's the level I'm at right now. I'm really excited about it.
So what would be the idea to like have different people who are skilled in certain areas who could like hook teens up or like teach them a skill and stuff?
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. We need to get the teens some beats.
We get the teens to make you some beats. How about that?
Yeah, we need to get them on on the beat machine.
That young energy.
Yeah.
Kinda, you know what I mean? But yeah. So I'm super excited about, you know, just making a facility because, you know, we got like Boys and Girls Club. We got like the YMCAs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like run down. It's like they don't know what's up. You know, so I feel like curating something that's like cool enough for everybody to come in and like, you know, and, you know, like when you're playing basketball, you're working out, but you don't know you're working out. Mm-hmm. That kind of a thing. Like I want kids to come in and learn, but not feel like they're being forced to learn, feel like they want to learn. You know what I mean?
That's beautiful. I think you're the perfect person to do that.
Oh, thank you.
I like this. I think it's going to be profitable. What does a no profit mean? A non-profit? Like someone's got to make money, or how does it work?
You
raise money, right?
Yeah, you raise money. People can donate. And it depends on what type of nonprofit you get. So I'm trying to do a 501c3, which means that people who do decide to donate, they, you know, it's a tax write-off.
Right.
So everybody wins.
Hell yeah. What's going on in the fashion game? You also work in fashion. You're a fashion man. Yeah. Well, you've always a great style.
Appreciate you. Yeah. It's another form of art, you know? Someday you feel like, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
So.
Where are you working now?
Paper Planes. It's Rock Nation. Great place. So what do you? 252 Lafayette Street.
What do you mean it's
buy some shit.
Wait, I talked over you. Say it again. 252 what?
Yeah, 252 Lafayette Street in Soho. Emery Jones is part owner. Jay-Z's part owner.
Amazing.
The same team that was on Rockawares and is on Paper Planes too. They're very hands-on. They're always around. Good people. It doesn't feel like work. You know, I feel very fortunate to be able to go to a place where, you know, I enjoy the company, you know. So I'm fortunate to enjoy what I do. So, yeah.
When did you get into fashion? When you were young or when you were older? You've always known about the design.
My mom's pretty fashionable, but I'm not going to lie. She's like, got shit ton of clothes. And like,
really?
Like,
you what's know, her style?
I mean, she wears like Clarks, old school Pumas, Pro Kids. You know, she mix and match some stuff. She's got great style.
Great style.
Classic stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel like I got some of it from her, but for the most part, just being in Soho. You know, my mom, when I was younger, and I had my little summer youth job and stuff, and I had my money, my mom would be like, go to Soho, get you something for school, you know? Because I was always working. I worked since like 14.
What was your summer youth jobs?
Like proctoring kids.
What does that mean? Oh, like tests? Like test proctoring?
No, just kind of like, you know, taking them on trips and stuff. And I was like 14, like, and the kids were like, the oldest probably like 11 or 10 something. So like, I shouldn't even been. I was having more fun than them.
Yeah.
I was on a roller coaster like, wee! Yeah.
So you'd make money, you'd go down to Soho. What was your favorite store?
I mean, old school Soho, there was like a couple spots. They had like Michael K's and like, would have like a bunch of sneakers and stuff. And then they had like your Old Saints and like, yeah. Atrium was one of the spots. Atrium had like jeans and stuff. And like, I met Patrick Ewing at Atrium.
Bro,
was pretty sick.
Patrick Ewing, my brother will only wear Ewing sneakers.
Yeah.
Ewing sneakers are ugly, right? Let's be honest. I bought him now 10 pairs of Ewing sneakers. He's the only person in America.
Which colorways? Because there's a bunch of colorways.
I mean, this Christmas I got him black, but he also has like the Knicks colors and I don't know, all different. By colorways, you mean color, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Any type. I've gotten them all types of colors.
Yeah.
Just
I think
the shape of them is strange.
It's a bad looking shoe for sure, but it's super comfortable. Sore in the eyes, but comfy on the feet is what I like to say.
What is a cool shoe? Is this a cool shoe?
Dude, I'm getting old, so I'm wearing Hokas. I don't know if you can see that. Hokas, can I get that up there? I'm wearing Hokas.
What? Now we'll see. I've never even heard of a Hoka.
I think it's a running shoe.
Okay, I like it.
It's comfortable.
If you were going to recommend as a man of fashion a new look, I'm looking for a new look.
Oh, you're trying to do some things?
I'm trying to, get a new look.
Okay.
Should I just come down to your store? Probably not for my new look, right?
It depends what you're leaning towards.
I don't know.
How are you feeling? You want to go like,
I don't know, something.
Spice Girl, or you want to go like?
Just something a little bit more elevated.
Mm.
I don't know what that means, though.
That's a good coat.
It's a good coat.
Yeah. Sneakers are cool. Got wool socks. All right.
These are Bombas. Yeah, what kind of socks should I be wearing?
Socks not that important. Unless you're like wearing a suit and you want to be that guy, you know?
Right, and then what type of socks are you supposed to be wearing?
Fucking SpongeBob socks or something?
Do you ever wear a suit?
I have a suit. I have a good suit. I got a couple good suits.
How much a good suit run you?
Up there.
Up there, a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Couple grand.
Yeah.
Like 5 grand.
Like a couple grand. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
I got a Golden Goose top and bottom. Yeah.
Okay.
So. But I mean, it's good to invest in.
Right.
It's like luggage. You got a suit, you got your luggage.
People die every day.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never know when you have to pop into it.
Right. You never know, you know, and you don't have a suit and they put you in a t shirt.
Yeah, you have a suit.
It's unbecoming.
Okay. So Pat Bev has a podcast.
Right.
And he did his all dog team.
Right.
Who would be your all dog team? Five players who got that dog in them.
Ron Artest for sure.
Players I know. Okay. No, that's fine. You can do that.
Players you know. I mean, there's only like a couple dogs right now. It's like Draymond's like the only dog.
What is it? Define a dog in your terms.
A dog is a guy who, I mean, you don't want to just be a dog and not know how to play basketball.
Right.
You want to have the dog in you, but I think what he was talking about is kind of an enforcer in a way, I'm guessing.
That's Draymond.
So, yeah. So, in the late game, like, what happens is late games and, like, playoffs and stuff, when there's, like, a player that gets hot, you want to have an enforcer to kind of, like, not necessarily kick him in the nuts, but, like, give him, rough him up a little bit.
Rough him up a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm a Giants fan, right? So, we roughed up Tom Brady. Won a Super Bowl, right? Not used to getting roughed up. Just got to go O-line, pretty boy. So, sometimes you rough up a superstar and it throws them off their game. It ups your chances of winning.
So, yeah, I would say Draymond is that. Now, we don't have that on the Knicks.
That's the thing. I mean, but you don't really, I mean, I think it's like a soft league now, so I don't know if you really need somebody to, because like, what's Draymond? He's like at home right now, right? He's like suspended.
Yeah,
right?
He's suspended for being a dog.
Yeah, so you don't want to.
He had that dog and him now he's suspended.
You don't want to be that much of a dog. You know, you want to be a nice. True.
No, but he came back.
Right.
But did you see their assistant coach died yesterday?
Did not
so their
see
game
that.
Got postponed.
Wow.
Because they're, not Steve Kerr, obviously, but like the assistant just died at the team dinner.
Isn't
that fucked? Yes. Like 40 years old.
What was it?
Heart attack.
Yeah. Wow.
Sad. Oof. He was a Serbian dude. Friends with
Jokic.
Friends with the biggest dog of them all, Joker. Joker's not a dog, but he is the best player. Would you consider Joker a dog?
He got the dog in him.
He got the dog in him.
I mean, for you to be clutch, you got to have dog in you, you know?
Right.
So he's definitely got the dog in him. And it's like footage of him just like clubbing, like. Like
I love when he drinks and dances to techno.
Yeah.
He's
cool. I'm not mad at Joker.
I love him.
But like Embiid's crushing it right now. I think they're saying that he probably can't. He's not eligible for MVP because he didn't play enough games or something.
Because he's not a dog to me. I'm going to say it straight and plain. I don't like watching
Who's your
him,
dog?
I don't like watching him play. Dame is a dog to me. He's
Dame's
my dog.
A dog.
That's my boy. I wanted him to come to the Knicks.
I would like Dame on the Knicks.
Dame's my boy. Yeah.
It's good. It's a good play.
I love Ant.
Edwards?
Yeah.
Or Towns?
Send a video. Edwards.
Edwards.
Did you see that?
He looks a little bit like Michael Jordan, man. I feel like Michael Jordan got some kids out here that nobody knows about.
He does look a little Jordan-y.
Jordan's been sprinkling his seed and kind of covering it up for sure.
Now, I wasn't really tapped into the Michael Jordan phenomenon while it was happening.
Yeah.
But I have, of course, retrospectively watched The Last Dance.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler might be his kid. And then I think Anthony Edwards is another one.
I love Halliburton.
Halliburton's good.
I don't think he's a dog, though. Yeah, he got kicked in the nuts.
He's a shifty fella.
He did a split.
It
hurt his balls.
The most light-skinned thing
so
I've
sad.
Ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I know. It was.
Super light. But great player.
That's funny.
I still like Steph, man. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't like him.
I still fuck with the chef. God-fearing man. Makes it rain. What more do you want?
I'll tell you what more I want. I want him to keep that fucking mouth guard in his mouth. I've had enough.
You don't like to see him chewing on it?
That's
a pet peeve?
That's a pet peeve.
Chewing on a mouth guard?
What about Bron?
Ooh.
I actually really like him. My brother, biggest Knicks fan, hates Bron.
I'll probably get along with your brother. Not saying that I hate LeBron. Yeah. I'm a Kobe fan, so I'm very biased on anyone that wears a Laker jersey.
Right.
And LeBron's a great, I mean, he's a freak of nature. Of sure, like, you can't, he's definitely like, you know, he's definitely like a legend.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of GOAT, I don't consider him to be a GOAT.
Right.
I think there's too many asterisks in his career.
What are the asterisks?
Just a couple meltdowns.
He does have meltdowns. My brother calls him Queen James.
I'm not going to go that far, but. When you have that dog in you, like, you know, Kobe's, you know, your Kobe's, your Jordan's, you know, there's a lot of people who got that dog in them that, you know, you'd have to kill them for them to not play.
Mm.
I just feel like LeBron kind of learned that later in his career, which still makes him a great, but I feel like in the times when he should have, he kind of buckled, you know?
Okay.
So if he was a boxer, he wouldn't be like 50-0. He would have like a couple losses, if that makes sense.
I mean, it does because I went to well over 50 classes at Overthrow Boxing, so I do get the boxing references.
So you're a GOAT.
What I am? I think I am a GOAT of 2010s white girl rappers.
100%.
Other than Krayshawn, maybe.
Krayshawn's lit.
Yeah, I know. So I said other than her. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think I'm the GOAT of our... Well, I was the only.
You definitely were like the only one.
Yeah.
But you did a good job.
Thank you.
Crush it.
Sometimes I feel like I quit too early because if TikTok had been out, we could have had a different situation. Also, I just saw some young person put out a song called I Should Have Fucked Your Brother. and it's like blowing up, and I go, that's literally my song.
Yeah.
I didn't have the confidence.
You started with that, like, kind of, I know. Like, you know.
I was just like just a little too early and just a little not willing to see it.
You got into the acting stuff, right? So that probably
And I go, I like this a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, I still, now that I'm seeing you, I go, man, would I just love to sit and listen to some fucking beats.
Yeah. We should do it. Fucking put some beats. Put some beats.
Just put some beats.
Put a Drake type beat.
Let's take a break first.
Oh, let's take a break. And then we're going to pull up some beats and we're going to vibe out. See you on the other side. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. All right, pull up some beats. All right, guys, we're going to listen to some beats from the iHeart. No, I won't say where they're from.
You can say it.
From the iHeart Radio library.
Do you got vintage seltzer?
Yeah, I got it at the store. I've had a whirlwind day.
Nice.
I pitched a TV show this morning.
All right, you ready for some beats?
All right, let's see what's going on.
This one's called Bay Area Full.
Not
going
to be our style, but go ahead. Bay Area Full. Everybody in the club getting tips. Alright, enough.
Okay.
That's okay, like, but I could have listened to like that like back in the day for Tiger 30 would straight listen to minutes. That and be like,
no, Tiger would be like, turn that up a little bit.
All right. Yeah, well, the problem is I don't really know what these beats are. They're just like labeled with whatever. So we have
Play with your heart. Just whatever feels like, you know.
Yeah. All right. This might end up being an East Coast beat. It's called Classic Hard Rocks Full. Let's see.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
Dude, did you make
the
beats and you're just like pretending?
Did I make them?
Honestly, that's like a little Frex beat. That would have been a Frex beat.
You would crush that.
I would have crushed that beat.
I don't know how to walk on that.
I would have bodied that.
I don't know how to start that up. That's.
I would have bodied that.
But between me and you, bro, you could tell us, bro. Did you make these beats and you're just like trying to see if.
No, bro. See what I'm looking
you're
at here in this iHeart library.
There's just a producer.
There's 10,000 beats that they just like throw in here. So, because iHeart makes so many.
You got to go to YouTube and you got to put like a Kendrick Lamar type beats.
Wait, but these beats in this catalog, you can use royalty free or what
are
they for?
Well, they're mostly royalty free, yeah.
And iHeart people can use them or
I
can
use them. You guys sponsored by iHeart?
No. He works there though.
Yeah, I work with them.
Nice.
But yeah, we can use. That's kind of why I use these because I know we're not going to get in trouble for using them.
Should we make a mixtape called iHeartRadio's Beats and make a mixtape
30 songs long
and put it on datpiff.com?
But it's bring datpiff back, bro.
Is it not? Is it gone?
Let's bring back Skonex.
There used to be a site called for the listeners called datpiff.com where people could post their mixtapes and download the mixtapes.
Yeah,
and that's where I got Recesses first. Yeah. What was the name of your mixtape or album? In like 2015.
Was it Remedy? It might have been Remedy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I love that album.
Yeah.
Where is it though? It's gone. Send it to me.
I gotta dig. I gotta remember passwords and shit. I don't even know if I could. But I'm sure I got like somewhere in like a drive or something.
What have you noticed anything about fashion trends going on lately?
Yes, going back to like the 2000s. So right. I got a buddy that is the lead singer of Cigarettes After Sex. My boy Greg, shout out Greg.
Why does that sound familiar?
Cigarettes After Sex?
Yeah.
It's very like ominous, kind of like, you know, like Malibu music, okay. You know?
Yeah.
So he invited me to one of his shows. He was playing at Forest Hills. And I went and I was like in line and like all 20-year-olds, like 19-year-olds. And they all dressed kind of like Christina Aguilera, bro. Like, wow. Back in the day. Yeah.
Like the thong above the jeans?
100%. It's like the lowest ride jeans. Damn. And like, you know, like Hello Kitty backpack or some shit.
We're so popular again. Yeah, our personalities. Like,
they're studying,
our personalities are not popular, but our old style is.
Yeah.
Went home and I got my Tiffany's bracelet out. Remember the Floating Hearts Tiffany's?
Mm.
That's coming back.
Bring it back, bro.
Bring it back, bro.
I'm about to bring back G-Shocks. What about that?
The watch?
Yeah.
Damn.
Let's bring back G-Shock.
The girl version was Baby J.
Never heard of it.
It's the girl G-Shock. Baby J.
Oh, it's like small ones?
Yeah, I think so.
That's cool.
All right, so our like childhood style is coming back.
100%.
What's out? Give me ins and outs.
Well, V-Zoo's back.
What the fuck is that?
Aviza was like the jeans, like on the butt. There's like a big ass like M.
Okay.
So like from like a calf to your butt cheek, and then it goes like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's back. Okay. That was like around when I first started. Like, yeah, just all baggy shit. Everybody's baggy.
Baggy, right?
Baggy Carhartts.
Skinny jeans out.
No more skinny jeans.
Out.
You see a guy in skinny jeans, he's European, 100%.
100%. What's in for shoes?
Shoes are just shoes, you know? They're always going to kind of...
What do you mean? I thought that was like the most important part. This is what people are saying.
Yeah, but yeah. It's all about if it's cohesive with what you're going, what you're trying to do, you know?
Tell me your fashion philosophy.
Just play with your heart. However you feel, you know.
What if how you feel is looks bad?
Have real friends around you to tell you you look like a fucking idiot.
What if how you feel is really stupid?
Just look at a bunch of like fucking like catalogs or like clothes to get inspiration and just kind of
like Delia's.
Start basic and then work your way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like Steve Jobs, if you need to get like a like a black turtleneck and like mm-hmm. jeans. Over and over again until you're like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to do a turtleneck no more. I'm going to do a mock neck.
Right.
You know? Just look at Seinfeld. Whatever Seinfeld wore, just wear that.
I feel like my style peaked in like middle school. I'd wear a Kangol bucket hat.
That's tough.
I had a baby fat coat.
That's tough.
It was tough. Then I had a baby blue fur coat that I'd wear on special occasions.
Bring that back.
Pink Tims.
These are companies that you could definitely still get your hands on. And like,
does baby fat still exist? Who made that?
eBay.
Who made baby fat though?
I think Russell Simmons.
Yes, it was Russell Simmons. Mm-hmm. Damn, that was a special coat. North Face is back in a big way. I went to the store the other day in Soho.
My first retail job was at American Eagle.
I loved American Eagle. And American Eagle. I used to wear size zero American Eagle shorts.
I was like 18 American Eagle the fuck out.
Dead
like,
ass.
All my jeans was ripped. and Russell Simmons walked in one time.
Wow.
With like a model.
Him? Okay.
And he was like, you. Help me. Mm. And he was pointing
at American Eagle?
Yeah.
Russell Simmons.
Walks in with a model.
So where at? Soho?
No, 14th Street.
This is okay.
Like, yeah. He walks in. He's like, you, help me. So I'm just like following him around. He's like, I want that. I want that. I want that. He's like taking belts off like displays and shit.
My goodness.
With like some smoking hot like model.
Yeah.
Like 7 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah.
And? You get a commish?
That was it. No, I went on a walk-in to late by the Russell Simmons. Yeah. And I got pulled in the office and like, you can't do that.
You're like, the Rev's brother's here.
Yeah, whose house?
You ever just get fucking over this dumb city? Or are you just New York forever?
I know. Whoa, the language.
I know. I just.
No, I get it though. It's tough.
My last few days in the train, I go, I don't want to do this anymore.
I mean, after like the third back-to-back bum gets on the train, you're like,
I shook a dude's hand today.
A bum?
Yeah, he wanted to shake my hand.
You shook it?
Yeah.
Shook your hand.
He goes, you're pretty.
Did you wash your hand?
More than washed. I took a lighter to it and burned it. No, but he was like, you're pretty. I go, thank you so much. He goes, what's your name? I said, my name is Emma.
Oh, the homeless guy with the Mac, bro.
Yeah. I was smoking a cig. I was like, do you want a cig or not? I mean, what are we talking here?
He was trying to get
his
name on.
Then he goes, I'm Michael. Yeah, he goes, I'm Michael.
He's got, and
then
he still
puts
got
the,
it.
He puts the hand down and I go, I'm not going to diss this guy. And then, so I shake his hand, but I was going into a hospital, so I literally held the hand in quarantine. I held it like out to the side, walked into the hospital, went right to the Puro, did a double Puro, then went to the bathroom.
That's some white guilt shit, bro. Was he a black bum?
No, he was white actually.
Oh, okay.
He just wanted to chat.
I wouldn't have did it. I'll at least give him the Phil Jackson cope, you know.
I should have done the. I should have done the bum. But you know what? I was living on his terms in that moment.
Wow, that you met. You might have. Made a difference in that man's life.
No, definitely not. But in that moment, I was like,
still a bum.
I was like, he's letting me know what we're doing right now. And it's just like, I'm just a character to him right now.
Yeah.
Let me, you know, shake his man's hand.
I mean, good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's, you're brave.
Why do we get on this? Oh, yeah. Sometimes I go, I don't ever, like, I don't want to live in this city anymore.
Where would you go?
I don't even, I would love to be. Two options. I would love to be a suburban mom cooking big dinners on Sundays.
Hell yes.
And literally just be driving to CVS,
mm-hmm.
worried about like Just biggest thing in the world is like the kids have practice. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Soccer but like practice. You're stressed. The kids have practice.
Yeah. Wine every night. Just every night. Shitty box
just
wine.
Just cooking every night.
Yeah, for sure. I want a creek. I want a creek in the backyard.
Then I go, I would love to like.
Or Babbling Brook, at least. Mm. A Babbling Brook got to be nearby. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see like a fox run by. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I want to name squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 guns.
I want to have a gun to protect my land. You know what I mean? Okay. I feel like. I gotta protect my land.
Yeah. Who goes there? Shit like that.
Hey!
Yeah.
Who's out there?
Yeah. I've got a gun. You've got to the count of 10. Yeah.
Nine!
Yeah, nine! Hey! For some reason, 7. You got an accent. 6, 5, 4. Yeah.
Just like, there's something so noble about it. This is my land!
Yeah.
It's like, what? Okay, I shout out the window. This is my apartment up here on the 3rd floor, 3R.
Yeah. Like, shut up. Nobody gives a fuck.
They're like, fuck you. Yeah. But if it's like you're, I don't know, just like living outside of the city, you go.
You got acres, bro?
It's my
land.
That's
a big flex. Acres is a flex.
Big flex.
Acres is a flex. I want like a chicken coop and shit. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Feel me? Mm-hmm. Bow and arrow.
And then you give yourself little projects on the land. Like my dad, they have a house. It's in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of in the woods. Yeah, hit that vape. Is that a Chinese vape or an American vape? What do we got working on?
How's it getting ethnic? Ethnical?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like ethnic. I meant like from the country.
I don't know what it's imported from. It's Air Bar. Mini.
Air Bar, yeah.
Which one's yours?
Those are addictive. I don't know. I haven't vaped in over 1 month.
Really?
Isn't that sick? But I smoke cigs.
You smoke cigs?
I'll smoke like 2 cigs a day.
That's not bad.
But I haven't vaped in a month. Isn't that crazy?
Good for you.
I know.
I don't think I'm going to stop.
You don't have to. If you don't want to, you don't have
exactly.
to.
Exactly. When you get in a conversation with people and they're like, oh, you vape. Like, it's bad for you. Like, I know it's bad.
I know it's bad for me. Everything's bad for me. Yeah. Not having land is bad for me.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's start there.
You kidding me?
Not having a gun to protect my land is literally bad
for
me.
I got no acres.
I got square feet. I need square acres, bitch.
Come on, dog.
Yeah, it literally was affecting my ability to like be alive.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel good. But if you don't not feel good, why, you don't need to stop then. But I could take 2 months off the vape, feel better, and then I'm good to start again.
Yeah.
So
okay. I mean, I don't know if I don't feel. I feel like I feel good. I feel great.
If you feel good, then we have no problems. I didn't feel good.
I just recently got my sleep schedule on
tell me your sleep schedule. Circadian rhythm. Andrew Huberman. Who are you following?
Whoa. No, I just meant like I fall asleep at like 12 a.m.
Oh, okay. Melatonin?
Not 3 o'clock.
What are we doing?
No melatonin.
You're a night owl. You do be posting late.
Yeah.
And I go, he's drinking. What is he doing?
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tough city.
He'll just post like a meatball sub at 2 a.m.
100%.
100%.
Yeah, and then just be on the toilet and write a song.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've really been all around the globe today.
I don't even know. Where we
any final about. Words? I don't even know either, but it'll be fine.
What is
there? You got your nonprofit coming out. You have an album you just put out like a year ago, right?
Right. It's Recess beautiful. For the World. You can check it out on all the platforms. I'm working on another album. It's called Unanimous Love. Shout out my boy, Johnny Cohen, over at the Confessional Showroom. That's the homie.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
You just got to deal with Puma and Members Only. So, you know, it's like a showroom area where you can come and, you know, order editorials, Vogue magazine stuff. They get you in editorials and stuff. Good man over there. Good people's over there.
Who do I pay money to if I want someone to, like, figure out a new look for me?
Johnny Cohen.
Okay. We'll talk after then. Johnny Cohen, I'm coming. Wait, we should do a YouTube show of me going to the confessional showroom.
That's hilarious.
With like 5 racks. It's not even enough, probably.
No, you're fine.
They'll hook me up.
You get the homie discount.
They'll hook me up.
You get the homie discount.
Yeah.
Take care of you.
I need a new wardrobe.
Forget about it.
And then we'll go on YouTube.
We got to put you in something outlandish.
Something good.
Yeah.
We need like Frex 2.0. Well, thanks for coming by today. Love
thanks
you.
Thanks for having me. Love
Bye.
You.
See you guys next week. Cheers. We got D, the nurse and businesswoman, coming on next week. Bye.